3, Pursuing Your Dream. Chapter 10, The 4 Strengths Every Creative Entrepreneur Needs to Succeed. Courage is the most important of all the virtues because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. Maya Angelou. In all my years as both a creative entrepreneur and a coach for other creatives, I've watched plenty of people rise and fall. From one-hit wonders to big-shot internet marketers, some have staying power while others go stale faster than an open bag of potato chips in Michigan's muggy summer weather. Trust me, it's bad. What is it that causes some creatives to rise to prominence while others remain in obscurity? It's something that's fascinated me for years. The first time it grabbed me, I was watching a woman rising in the ranks of our industry. She seemed to be on fire as she was at everyone's live event. She was getting her picture with all the key players, and I didn't think she was particularly special. In fact, the only thing that seemed to separate us was that she had a lot more money to throw around than I did. We were both moms with working husbands, and while I was at home being responsible to the care and feeding of my offspring, she was traveling, networking, and growing faster than I ever could. Turns out, I only knew half the story, which we'll get to later. You probably know someone that you think doesn't deserve the spotlight they have. You may be more talented than they are, and yet they're the ones with all the attention. Sometimes they're slimy jerks who've manipulated their way to the top, and other times they're just in the right place at the right time because they've got connections you don't. And then there are the truly amazing superstars that give us hope, inspire us to go after our dreams, and become our role models on our creative journey, the ones who we believe deserve all the kudos and accolades they receive. Regardless of how they rose to prominence in their field, they've worked hard to get there, even if the work was less than ethical. But judging them doesn't help you get to where you want to be. Only action can do that. So let's get to it. What exactly makes the difference? There's something I've found that all these people have in common, whether they're good-hearted, wonderful people, or slimy, manipulative baddies. In fact, there are 4 must-have skills and traits that every single one of them have in common, regardless of their creative type. Without them, it becomes nearly impossible to achieve the success and longevity you desire as a creative entrepreneur. Clarity. This one seems obvious, right? But clarity is very nuanced. What exactly do you need to be clear about? For one thing, a creative entrepreneur needs to be clear on who they are. My friend, Tai Chi Cameron, is an international pop music superstar, basically the Madonna of Croatia, with millions of adoring fans and a Barbie-like doll made in her image. But they were trying to cram her spirit into a mold that didn't fit the powerful, thoughtful, change-making woman she was becoming. So she gave it all away, except for the doll. She kept the doll as a reminder of how she never wanted to be placed in that box again. She came to the States with just a few dollars, knowing no one. It wasn't sunshine and rainbows. She even turned away from pop music and tuned into a spiritual calling. Decades later, Tai Chi's a wife and mother who still makes time for her fans. She's created her own path, one that's given her more joy and fulfillment than she ever had in her quote-unquote glory days of being a pop music icon. I confess, I was envious when I first saw that doll. To have the kind of fame that would warrant making a doll in your image would mean being able to reach many people with your message. But Tai Chi reminded me that the doll represented just one small piece of who Tai Chi really is. She's so much more than a doll in a box. No box could ever contain the boundless light, life, and joy she brings to her fans and the world through her music, stories, and video journal. Tai Chi found a way to stay true to who she is and still create in ways that are meaningful to her. She launched her own TV show, Waking Up in America, to highlight the turning points of other people just like her. People who woke up one day to the reality that their life wasn't going in the direction they wanted and realized they had to do something different to make lasting change. The show started the Waking Up Revolution, where Tai Chi connects with others on this journey of healing and discovery. Tai Chi's message is clear, and that clarity started a movement that resonates in all the work she does in the world. It draws in more of her right people, and the result is a growing business doing what she loves without the drama and chaos that was killing her spirit as a pop superstar. Quote, "Throughout my journey, Knowing there was someone out there who could hear my voice and my songs gave me a sense of being heard, accepted, understood, and loved. I am a singer-songwriter and passionate about my music. I use it to express myself and give voice to my soul, as free as I am courageous to let it be." End quote. In addition to being clear on who you are, you need to be clear on how you want to show up in the world. You also need to be clear on your message and why it matters to your audience. These answers come with time and practice, but they are crucial to having staying power as a creative entrepreneur. Tai Chi could have given up years ago, but she knew that music was her path. Courage. It takes guts to face regular rejection of your work and not see it as a personal rejection. It takes guts to step out on faith and do something you've never done before. Yet courage is one of the biggest elements sorely lacking in so many talented creatives. When I was a kid, I was told to be offended if someone ever said I had potential. Quote, "It means you're not living up to it," end quote. For better or worse, Justin Bieber's got courage. In a 2009 interview, Bieber recounts how he met Usher. Quote, "Usher happened to roll up in his Range Rover. I ran up to him and I was like, 'Usher, I love your songs. Want me to sing you one?' The politest possible way he could say no, he did. I took the hint. I didn't get to sing for him. He had to run into a studio session," end quote. Kids are often the most courageous among us, and Bieber was still a kid at the time of his chance meeting with his idol. He didn't let that stop him. He knew this might be the only chance he had to meet or talk to Usher, and he took that chance. It didn't seem to pan out at first, which is more common than you might think, but thanks to a little help from his support team, we all need one, Justin did get that chance after all. Quote, "He actually watched my videos after my manager got to talking to him and was like, 'I should have let this kid sing,' and flew me back to Atlanta where I got to sing for him in a proper setting," end quote. You've got to have the courage to own your message and speak it into the world in whatever format your great work speaks. You've got to have courage to consistently show up as your true self, warts, sparkles, and all, as I like to say. You've got to be willing to be unpopular and even borrow someone else's courage for yourself at times. Stephen King's book Carrie was rejected so many times he threw it in the trash, but his wife was courageous enough to dig it out of the trash and not let him give up. Courage comes out of clarity. It's hard to make a move when you can't see what's in front of you. It would be foolish to step out without some kind of clarity, and yes, even faith can be a type of clarity. Faith says, "I'm not as clear as I'd like to be, but I'm willing to trust the process and take the next step." Courage to take the next step, and then the next, begets confidence. Confidence. Courage creates opportunities for practice, which is how you build confidence. Confidence to nurture your message, your audience, and yourself. It's akin to the difference between being a freshman and a senior in high school. My physics class had students from all grades in it. Sure, I was smarter than some of the seniors in that class, but when we left the classroom, they were the ones exuding more confidence in the halls. They knew who the best teachers were, which ones to avoid, and the underclassmen look up to them, aspiring to be them in many cases. Seniors walk the halls like they own the place, and very few freshmen ever did. That's the kind of confidence that comes from practice and experience. When you've been at the game for a while, you know the rules. You know where you can bend them and where you have to press on through the hard stuff. You know what to avoid, what to accept, and what you can change. You know the difference you can make. What's the difference between courage and confidence? Courage comes from facing the unknown, while confidence is built through knowing. Confidence allows you to say no with grace, yes with enthusiasm, and know when things are not a good fit for you. Confidence gives you a greater ability to trust the process, trust your team, and make strategic decisions that benefit you in the long term, even if they're not so great for you in the short term. Many times when working with clients, this is the piece that snaps together the fastest, once we've got their courage issues handled. Confidence is not the same as arrogance. Remember, arrogance is confidence in your own infallibility. No one is perfect. Arrogance is drinking your own Kool-Aid and believing your own hype. Don't fall victim to it. Cash flow. Here's the kicker. You gotta have more money coming in than going out. Toni Braxton is the poster child of this issue. After filing bankruptcy, she worked her way back and launched a self-funded stint in Vegas. Just after she renewed her contracts, she was diagnosed with medical conditions that kept her from keeping her commitments. She filed bankruptcy again, this time knowing she'd never be able to perform at her peak again. "I'm definitely on a budget," she said in a 2012 interview. Where's the money coming from? Where's it going to? What do you have set aside or saved up for the unexpected? You can run on credit for a while, but like Braxton, it'll eventually come back to bite you. The sooner you can get in the black and stay there, the better off you'll be. That's why we spent so much time looking at things like your enoughness number, how to take the pressure off your great work, and how to allocate the income from your company so that the business stays healthy and pays you appropriately as its owner. While this isn't a book on financial management, it goes without saying that it's easier to make a business work if you've got positive cash flow. That means profit. The good news is that this entire section of the book will help you get even more clear on how your growth plan can set you up for success in the next 12 months and beyond. In fact, this section is more like a workbook than educational reading, so have your pen and plenty of paper ready, because by the time we're done, you'll have clarity and courage in the bank, ready to move ahead into greater confidence and cash flow, the final section of the book. Your assignment. Check in with yourself. On a scale of 1 to 9, how clear are you on what you offer, to whom you're offering it, and the pricing and positioning of that offer? It's okay if you're not clear on any of it right now, just be honest with yourself. Set a baseline so that you can compare it with how you're feeling at the end of this section of the book. Celebrate. Enough said.